This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier, we want to thank Bob for filling till 6:30, and then he's got an event to go to at the World War II Museum, meet and greet for the Saints and Pelicans. And on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from the RU Sirius Network, Blake Ruffino, we're going to talk a little bit of LSU, and then we'll go back talking about CD Deuce and everything else involved with the Saints. So, Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon, buddy. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Mike. I'm just, you know, I just got to ate me a Philly cheesesteak, and it's exactly what the Saints traded for with CD Deuce.
Yeah, that's not going down real good here, believe me, Blake. But listen, it's part of the world, and we've seen it happen so many times in the NFL. It has nothing to do with him playing or his attitude or anything else. It comes down to cash, and sometimes right. you move on. With LSU, I think even though, you know, he's keeping it close to the vest, I think we both agree Jaden Daniels is the guy here. And we may see both of them now against Florida State. May see both. But the number that jumps out, and I told this to Bobby last week because BetMGM had it, that he's won 40 straight games at Notre Dame when he was the favorite. The last time he lost a game when he was favorite was Stanford in 2017. Now, again, the games that he wasn't favorite, now he took a good little whipping, you know, when you play the Alabamas of the world. But to win 40 games in a row when you favorite goes to show you know what you're doing as a coach.
Right. And Mike, I agree. And, you know, I would be interested to find what games that they won't be favored in this year. You know, I mean, what's going to happen if they beat Florida State, they beat Southern, they beat New Mexico, they beat Mississippi State? You know, I think they'll be favored against Auburn. I mean, Mike, there's a really good chance he starts off the season 6-0, you know?
And then it gets a little bit tougher because we know no matter right. what, you change over at quarterback and not having Sam Williams on defense, Ole Miss is going to be tough. And, man, they're going to throw the football really well, and they got one of the better runners who LSU was trying to get a few years back in Zach, and certainly Alabama, Texas A&M at the end. But, you know, A&M, you know, again, who knows what you're going to get out of them and what happens as the season progresses with them into that. So my thing is would be interesting on offense because of the fact with Jaden, as most likely the starting quarterback, that you could have two freshmen start. And we all knew about Will Campbell, but we found out real quick about Mason Taylor at the tight end position.
Yeah, Mike, he can catch the football. He's a great route runner, and I thought his blocking was maybe just average. You know, and I think right now for him that's okay, right? I mean, if he's going to be able to run better routes and be a better – pass catching target for Jaden or Nuss, whoever that may be, and he's doing the same, if not maybe even a little bit better than Cole Taylor when he's on the inline blocking on these zone reads, outside reads, whatever it may be. I mean, Mike, how do you not play him? You know, I mean, I think that he's been that well. I mean, I got to give Jaden a lot of credit. He's found him a lot during these camps.
Yep.
And he's gotten him the ball a lot. So, I mean, it's been kind of amazing to watch, if I'm being honest, just to see how well he's doing out in space. But Mike, the biggest thing with that young man is the way that he runs routes. Yep. You know, I mean, he's really crisp.
And the thing with him, I remember when they got the verbal commitment, I had talking I talked to Coach O about him, and he's like, Mike, one, he's really smart. You look at those genetics. He understands this game at a certain level. But he told me, you know what really jumps out at me on film with him? His competitiveness. He is super competitive. And he said, when you're going to see him, he ain't your regular 18-year-old tight end that walks on campus. You know, and he's a 6'5", 245, 250-pound tight end. He's a big man for an 18-year-old. And so, and he was absolutely right about that. I think his competitiveness, his knowledge of the game has certainly showed up in the practice. And we know that's Brian Kelly's wheelhouse at the tight end and along the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, the only thing that was crazy for me was last week that he compared him to Brock Bowers and having a rookie season.
Wow, that's you strong. Know, so, I remember that. I remember him saying it.
Right. So, I mean, Mike, either he's going to be that good or we have some serious issues at the wide receiver position.
Yeah,
right?
Like, right.
I mean, you know, we had some serious issues, but – look, I'm hoping it's the first thing, not the last thing.
Malik Nabers and Brian Sarta said it. Hey, listen, he's going to be our return man in the punt return game, and I think that's an area where you can flip the field real quickly. And you and I talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago, that if there was an MVP of the camp in the fall, it's Malik Nabers. And I know one thing, with Kayshawn on the other side, he ain't going to be seeing no double-team coverage.
No, Mike, he's not. I mean, and Brian Kelly said today when we were on the coaches' teleconference that, you know, he's going to be returning kicks and returning punts too. I mean, so he's had more than just a big deal on the, you know, being a wide receiver, but in the return game too. Mike, I'm telling you, this kid's explosive. I don't know if we're seeing another Justin Jefferson. I really don't. But, Mike, he's wide open. You know, and I think I said this story a couple weeks ago on your show. He's running down the sidelines telling the DBs to call him 7-11 because he's always open. You know?
So. I don't know if that's good or bad, because, you know, that was my next question for you. If I have a big question mark, and I've done a lot of shows across the country about this, it's my thing is, the one thing I really don't know about is what everybody has talked about for years, DBU at cornerback. I don't know what you're going to get there at the cornerback position. And if I'm Florida State, and I saw a little bit what they did against Duquesne, but, you know, they got some really tall receivers. Size-wise, it's going to be a mismatch. I know they want to run the ball, but to beat LSU, they're going to have to throw it. And I think they're going to have to go after the defensive backs, and especially at corner, because we really don't know. We don't know about any of these guys and how some people will adjust after playing in another scheme, another system, another school. Because guess what? That's all you got right now at corner.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, like, I think you say it perfectly, because I've been saying this on my show, and I don't know how to translate this. You know, Kobe Richardson has done really well against Kayshawn Boutte this fall. You know, the McNeese State transfer. But, Mike, what if he goes out there and Jonathan Giles is himself? You know, I mean, what if he goes out there I hope he doesn't, but lays an egg. But, Mike, all camp, all we've seen is the one-on-one routes, the quick slant, the out route, the corner, the fade in the end zone to Kayshawn. Well, they're all incomplete. They're right there in the breadbasket. He's breaking it up. You know, but it don't matter who it's been. They put Jared Bernard, Kyvers, Colby, Jay Ward, all of them on Malik Nabers, and Mike, he has not been stopped. And they've done well at other areas, but Malik has just been the young man that they have not covered. You know, Mike, I'm going down my notes right now. The first scrimmage, he's got 6 catches. Next scrimmage, he's got 7 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. Next scrimmage, he's got 5 catches, and then the last one he didn't play in. I mean, legitimately. And, Mike, we're not talking about game stuff here. We're talking about Mike, he's doing this in 2 and 3 drives, right? Like, I mean, he's doing this consistently. This isn't like we're playing a half of football. We're playing 3 drives, and they're scoring, and mainly because, you know, they're trying to bracket towards Kayshawn, and they can't do it, and he's wide open. And they can't put the safety on him. He's too fast. Corners, he's too scrappy and physical. Mike, he's just been a problem, and I don't know. Again, I hope he does well, because I've been calling him the highlight of the camp. But I think he's going to really show out this upcoming Sunday.
One of the things, Brian, the last time that Kelly had come on with us, talked to Bobby J and I about was his special teams. And he said, listen, I've always been a big advocate of it. He said, listen, I know it, guys. Some coaches just talk about it, but it's more than talk with me. I put a lot of emphasis on it. And Brian Poley and Greg McMahon, I thought, was an outstanding special teams coach under Coach O. And he had Bobby April helping also in that regard. But, man, that's something I want to see, because the punting and kicking, and I'm not so that concerned about Bramlett, because I've seen him punt at Notre Dame. I think he'll do a good job. Comes down to a field goal. Okay, what we got here?
Trouble.
Because, man, all I know is, man, I hear this, oh, kickers are a dime a dozen. Anybody can do it. Well, I've seen anybody kick. He ain't too good. So I'm interested to see how this is handled from a field goal extra point situation, because that, to me, is what Brian has sort of built upon at Notre Dame. Emphasis on special teams.
Mike, I got to be honest. I'm dead worried. You know, but maybe it's because of what we've seen hasn't been great. I know they said that Ramos, who will probably kick, made a 54-yard field goal. But, Mike, I mean, all I've seen is a miss.
Yep.
You know, and so, look, I'm not saying that it won't be fun. I'm not saying that the special teams will be the worst. But this is when you start looking around and asking yourself the question, but, hey, man, how bad was our special teams? Really, in terms of the last 2 years, it was kind of our bright spot, if you really think about it.
It certainly was. Yeah, so, and Greg had a lot to do with that. Because I know one thing, Coach O ain't out there recruiting kickers. I mean, he's taking the advice of Greg McMahon, and I'm sure it's the same thing with Brian Kelly. He's not out there looking at kickers, but he's taking Brian Polian's advice on the type punters and kickers and kickoff guys that he wants on the team. And it, for me, in close games, it does matter. And Brian sort of emphasized that with us. Hey, we got a lot of close games we're going to be in. We cannot afford to lose on special teams.
Mike, this feels a lot like that 17 season, doesn't it?
Yep,
when
sure
Oregon
does.
Just took over. You know, I mean, you got so much talent. You got talent on the defensive line. You got a competent quarterback that can move the ball for you. You have, at that time, you know, you have a decent offensive line. You want to establish the football, but Mike, our special team stunk.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it took, you know, DJ Chark returning one to the house against Auburn for the win, and that was really the only bright spot. And I think, Mike, that had a lot to do with just DJ making the play, you know?
Because he was 50-50.
I'm really worried.
He was 50-50 on if he was going to catch it. Because I've had a couple of coaches tell me, man, listen, he made a great play, but it was always shaky. And it was going to be a big play. He was going to bobble it or fumble it, or he was going to fair catch. It was one of the three. It was nothing in between there. Blake, I know you got to go. Thanks so much for joining me tonight, bud. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk sometime next week.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Tiger Network, and we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.